of my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Hello, Dark Minions. Welcome to the 1 year anniversary of the lighter side of the dark side.
Woo.
We have quite a show for you. As a matter of fact, the magician, Arthur Gomez, is downstairs if somebody can go hit him so we can get some tricks, some crazy stuff. First off, Josie Cat is on her way. She will be here. I was going to say, some people are on time and some people are not. These people were very punctual today.
I'm always punctual.
I have Sin fisted. I'm not sure if I can hear you, Sin.
Can you hear me now?
Sin seems a little low. Can you hear him back in the booth?
I can hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
And we also have not only Sin fisted, and you've seen her on the show before. You've seen her do all sorts of weird things with her body, crazy stuff. She's the most fabulous foot model of 2014. And she's shot sparks off her body. She's contorted. She's had a guy stick his nub. He's a one-armed guy where it shouldn't belong, or maybe it should. And we also have a legend here that I shouldn't be talking that smut in front of. Gerard McMahon, also known as G. Tom Mack.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm following this great contortionist. All that bit about the great contortionism here.
Oh, you were in the lobby. You saw her warm up. How was that?
Oh, yeah. She was warming up on me, mate.
Oh, really? So this guy's...
Never mind.
This guy's a real rock star.
Yeah, I got a first-hand look at what was to come by just being next to her.
I'll bet you did.
He was watching me taking foot selfies.
And how was that? Oh, were you taking foot selfies in the lobby? Oh, wow.
Yeah, on the wall.
I was watching her.
G-Tom Mack, are you into feet? Is that like one of your things?
I'm into everything. It doesn't have to be feet. Feet are fine. I mean, if I can ever get down there.
Listen, there's so much stuff on Sin fisted.
I'm always looking about the upper areas, you know.
But well, funny you should say that, because Sin fisted is actually she's shopping for breast implants. Mm-hmm. She's trying to get into breast implants
in the market.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that.
Well, tell me, I asked her why she wanted to get them.
Yes,
she said, "Well, these aren't really there.
These aren't me."
She has padded bras.
She said
they will be this size.
Yeah.
I know they're padded bras because she's actually let me feel those before. And
I took them off on the last show.
Right, you did. But I felt those before, and it's all bras. So, but
I can't feel this at all.
So I guess we better start. I was going to say...
There's a song in that, All Bra. I think I'm going to write that.
See, and this guy has written songs. This is G. Tom Mack.
Nice segue, right?
You know, forget the straight interview. We're going to just talk. It's all right. We're going to put some things in here. G. Tom Mack, as you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are into the goth scene that know this song. Mm-hmm. I was in New Orleans for the Vampire Ball in October. Mm-hmm. It had been a while since I heard the song. Carfax Abbey was performing there. And the last song they did was "Cry Little Sister" from the Lost Boys soundtrack, and that is one of your most famous song, the song that won't die.
Yeah, I mean it really is probably my most famous song, even though Kiss recorded my song "Is That You," which wasn't me doing it, but that, you know, and nobody really knew who wrote that. They all assumed that Kiss wrote that song, but I wrote it. And I've had a lot of songs, obviously, recorded by other artists as well.
Right. I've got your Wikipedia page, so this is all true.
Anything on Wikipedia
is on the internet.
We got Arthur Gomez in here. Come on in. Have a seat right there. This is Arthur Gomez. He's a magician. He's going to be doing some tricks. I'm glad you can make it.
I love magic.
I love magic, too. I turn into, like, a little kid.
Well, I don't know if we got room for him, but... because we're going to have Josie sitting here, but if a couple friends want to come in, they can come in. Sure, why not? It's a party. Come on in.
Okay. There you go. It's your anniversary. You're allowed to have a party.
This isn't the first year anniversary. Come on
they
in.
Can
it's
come
the
in,
Dark
but
Mark
I
show.
Get to shoot them with my come sparks.
On. Yeah, well, you better be careful because there's going to be some music. There's going to be some sparks. Oh, I know you had a whole posse. Look at this guy.
These are my friends.
These are your friends. Hi, friends. I don't have chairs for all of you, but...
Well, at least somebody around here has
friends. A couple people... Until my co-host gets here, a couple of people can sit down here. Whatever. I want to introduce you. This is G. Tom Mack.
Hello.
And this is Sin Fisted.
Hi.
Hi.
And I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. No, you're... Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Hot girls, man. I saw this guy. You got to see this guy on YouTube, man. Come on, have a seat. Relax. You're on the show. You're a star. You're a star. Okay, let me tell you who you're sitting next to, Arthur. This is G. Tom Mack. And he's recorded with a lot of people you've probably never heard of. But let me... they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Roger Daltrey of The Who. You ever heard of The Who? Put your headphones on.
If
you
can. Oh, no. No.
Do you know... Have you ever heard of The Who?
Yeah, the band.
Yeah. One of his good friends, if I'm reading correctly, is Roger Daltrey.
Well, I wrote songs for him on his, and produced a solo album.
He's wrote and produced a solo album. Carly Simon, I know you guys don't know who that is.
That's
but
right.
He wrote the song Give Me All Night, which was number 5 on the charts.
Right.
Chicago, which I was just funny because I was reading in your...
God, this is like stuff that I was making some money off of. I'm not dissing
Chicago. That was for you, yes. I'm not dissing for all your friends. I apologize.
Listen, your mums and dads probably like... I'm talking to people
right,
in here. And
right.
Some of you out there. But your mums and dads probably knew who Chicago was. I mean, a good band, you know, it just wasn't my kind of thing. But they
which is weird because I read that your first album, which came out in the 70s, was compared to Chicago a lot.
Yeah, because I didn't produce it. I was really much, my music was a bit more Bowie, as you say here.
Right.
A bit more, you know, glam rocky. And,
right.
This producer came along. He produced Chicago, actually.
Right.
And wanted to... he signed me, and I was like, 16 or something? And
wow.
You know, yeah, I was very young. And I didn't know what any of this meant. I just come to America, and they took my music and turned it all around and made it sound a bit Chicago-ish.
Yeah, Arthur's friends. He was born in England. I don't know if you caught that. Gerard McMahon was born in England.
It's a bit obvious, isn't it?
He was born in England, and he started out, am I correct, you started out in a R&B band in Harlem?
Well, my family came over for a bit, and I started to play when I was about 11, 12.
Right.
And I ended up being an R&B band, in an all-black band, because I played bass pretty well at the age of 14.
Right.
And I would go up to Harlem and play in this band, and it was just, right. You know, I was just figuring it all out at that time.
Right.
But I was playing with some great people. I mean, you know.
Right.
I mean, people would come into that club, you know, Stevie Wonder would come in there. You know, Al Green, all these kind of people, just, you know.
And you would play bass with Stevie Wonder and Al Green?
Not for them, but they would come into the club, you know.
So you would jam with them?
No, I did not.
Okay.
You know, but they looked at the little white boy up there going, oh, he's good. Bloody hell. But you know, the great thing about it, the one thing I am proud of is I worked with the likes of Earth, Wind & Fire later on, and Ice Cube, came into my life, and I wrote a theme song to a movie called The Players Club. Maybe you guys know that one.
Yeah, I was gonna go with you get props in hip hop because
I love hip hop. I live right. I wish I was a hip hop artist. I just, you know,
do
started
you live the
off.
Plug
I didn't
life?
Know. But I live the life vicariously.
You're a bit of a thug. You can be a bit of a thug. You're Irish.
Well, Eminem, you know, he sampled me on the Recovery album, and I was really, that was just something I've never in a million years. I mean, I was so, I had to lie down after that when I found out he was recording and sampling me, because I'm a huge, huge fan of his. And,
right.
But, you know. But be that as it may, yeah, I'm a wannabe hip hop artist, and I ended up in the rock world.
Right,
you know?
But you've been sampled. But so, how did you get into the
place?
But you're
right. I'm a half Irish, so we're black anyway.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. So
Irish or black? There's just we look white, but we're really black.
Right, right. You can laugh, Andre. It's okay. It's all right. We're doing
you
a show.
Know what I'm talking
we're
going
to get to know him. We're going to get to know her. We're going to get to know you. We got some cake. Don't worry about it. You're so shy, Arthur. I can't believe this.
Well, I'm not shy. I'm just listening.
Are you doing a fake English accent? Is that what that is?
No, I'm listening to everybody.
Gerard, how accurate is that one?
I
don't want to talk while somebody else is talking. So,
you're hiding your head. And all
I'm listening. I'm listening.
No, he's, you know, I'm going to do the same when he goes into his bit. I'm going to just sit here and hang my head and listen.
But how did you get in the Players Club with Ice Cube? How did that come about?
I beg your pardon?
The Players Club with Ice Cube. You were featured on the soundtrack.
Well, it was interesting. The music supervisor of that film, a guy named Frank Fitzpatrick, a white guy, basically, he did all the Friday movies with Cube,
yes.
And so he said, "Hey, would you mind? You know, come. I love your stuff. I know you done a bit of hip-hop tracks and, you know, what have you. And he said, would you want to come up? Would you want to give it a go and come up with a theme song? Mind you, there's 30 other people up for the to write this song.
Right.
And Cube, you know, who wants to rap over, but he wants something kind of old school, but we'll, you know, kind of mixed a bit, you know, modern and the old get together. So I went back to, I was on my way back to New York where I was living at the time. And I basically went in the studio, I looked at the film and got inspired and wrote something. And I actually wrote it on the plane and got in the studio and then laid it down and didn't think much of it. And then sent it out to
Cube,
well, to Frank. And then he played it. And then they were listening to 30 some odd things. I mean, I was up against the likes of Pharrell and all these other incredible, you know, producers and writers. And he said, who's this? And he said, oh, that's my friend G. And he said, this guy's got it. This is what I want. And he said, get him. Let's take this track. This is working. Money Can't Buy the Love. Yeah. And there was a song. And so Frank calls me. He said, listen, Cube wants to use your song as the opening of the film. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, but it's one thing. He keeps calling you Jerome. And he think, and I'm going Jerome because Gerard, because, you know, it's
Gerard,
my real first name. And I said, well, that's okay, just as long as my bloody song's in the movie. You can call me anything you want.
But, and so, also, Eminem is a big fan of yours.
Yeah, well, apparently. I didn't know that till later. He was a fan of that song, My Little Sister, that I wrote for Lost Boys.
Right.
And so they sampled me in that in a song called You're Never Over.
Right, right. I was listening to that. Yeah.
Which was probably one of my favorites. It, not just because I'm like, but I love what he did with it on the recovery. I love the recovery soundtrack. It's brilliant.
It's, anyway. It's a great album. And the money coming in isn't bad either.
That's really good. There's nothing like better than Eminem money, let me tell you.
I can imagine.
It's Eminem money and Beatle money. Beatles money, Eminem money, they're right in the same pocket.
But I mean, you got to say, I mean, this guy is the biggest star in the world.
Who's that?
Eminem.
Oh, he, without a doubt.
And it comes to me. For the last 10, 15 years. I think it's not even a contest. And he says, I like your stuff.
That's a huge compliment.
It was quite amazing.
And it's pretty awesome.
I remember when the deal was going down, my publisher says, well, this is what we're going to ask for. And I said, well, if it has to be less, I'm good with that. And he said, it'll be fine. Just trust me. But just know that I would do it. Yeah, I was so flattered, you know.
Right.
I mean, is the best way to put it. I mean, this guy was actually listening to it. It's not only did he knew that, but he knew other things as well.
Sure.
So, you know, but getting back to Cube, it was interesting. It was such a great, cool thing to have done. And I love that movie. You've seen it, yeah?
Love that movie.
Everybody's
seen it. Wait, what movie?
It's The Players Club.
Friday. The Players Club.
Oh, The Players Club. Oh, okay.
What'd you say? The Friars Club.
I was like, Friday. I saw The Friars
Club. Well, we've all seen Friday. But
I've seen that movie.
Well, I saw The Players Club.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Fridays. Yeah. That stuff was great, too.
But, I mean, you probably have seen... I'm going through my notes on Wikipedia. It's all true. But you have probably seen... Here's a list of all the TV and movies. You got...
Wikipedia and TMZ. Right. They're the most truthful people in the world.
Fast Times, Ridgemont High, and Kids. Just so you know, this is what's known as it's a record album. And this is what people used to listen to on music.
Yeah, it's a big, big thing
back
called
in our
vinyl.
Day.
This is this is actually even
before
our time.
Well, they know about this. Vinyl came back.
Vinyl's come back.
Come on.
Yeah.
Give them a big credit.
That? Gerard McMahon, right between Sammy Hagar and Stevie Nicks.
And they don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are, but.
You know who they are. Okay.
Right, so that's pretty good company. But Fast Times Ridgemont High, you've seen this movie.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, well, that's true.
When Mike DeBone takes her to the pool house, that's his song.
Yeah.
And The Lost Boys, we're going to get to that. Vampirella, Chasing Amy. We've seen that movie.
Yeah, that was cool. I love that. I love Kevin Smith. He's brilliant. Yeah.
Right. The Players Club. Fame LA. I don't remember that.
That was a TV series.
We got the sheet.
Listen, there's been some... I can't be perfect with everything.
Well, you
know
what's coming up.
I have no idea.
Justin to Kelly.
From Justin... Oh, my God.
Remember the American Idol movie from Justin to Kelly? The Game by Gerard McMahon.
The Game, that's right. Yeah. My imitation of Michael Jackson.
As the World Turns, Scrubs.
As the World Turns. I didn't know
I heard
a song.
I heard
the
song.
Heard a song?
I heard it before.
It's a soap opera, but I thought you heard his song in... But Scrubs, The Shield, I mean, you've been on...
A lot of television as well.
You did a remix for True Blood. It's amazing. And I'll tell you who else is amazing. Thin Fisted is here. This is Sin Fisted, Arthur's friends. Sin Fisted, and she is a contortionist, a burlesque dancer, and you do so many things. You since I've seen you last, since you've been on the show last, which is quite an appearance.
Yeah.
You did a Rocky Horror themed burlesque show.
Yeah, I did a drag show.
Where you played Frankenfurter.
Yeah, I did a drag show for Ballet Brothers Dracula, and I go into the drag bar dressed as Frankenfurter.
So you're playing a transvestite dressed as a woman.
I'm a woman dressed as a man dressed as a woman.
Right.
And I'm wearing this corset that totally flattens me out, right? And when I first get there, the Ballet Brothers don't even recognize me. They didn't realize it was me.
Wow.
Because it looks so good.
Wow.
And then I'm talking to some of the guys, and I start doing my man voice like this. Excuse me, I'm trying to get to the men's room here.
A little lower,
and then when I get on stage and I'm doing my performance and I'm flexing and everything, and at the very end of the song is a big reveal. I take off my top and then realize that I'm a woman.
Right.
And all the guys were like, "Oh my God, that was so brilliant! I had no clue."
You confused a lot of guys that night. Yeah. But by the way, that reminds me. This show is being brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmark, you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial at audible.com. One of the books they have is Bram Stoker's Dracula, as performed by Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast. So they got cool audiobooks, comedy albums. Check it out. It's free. You get a free book.
It's free for 30 days.
You can
days,
cancel
right?
for after 30 days. Yeah. But if you stay, you get deep discounts on the books. Try it out. Support the show and get a free audiobook. So then you did Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson first.
Okay.
And then I got booked for Dracula.
How confusing was that?
It was when I did one drag show and now I'm getting booked for more. I'm fine with it.
Joseph Cass here too, somebody can get
but,
it.
But it was for Gods of Rock from Devil's Playground.
Okay. No, not quite yet, but yeah.
And it was all female burlesque performers portraying male characters. So we had Mick Jagger, we had so many different girls.
You work with Gene Simmons, right?
We had
Diamondback Annie did right. Paul Stanley.
Right. How does this compare to Gene Simmons? Check it out.
It sounds better.
That's the noise of her piercing touch your teeth.
That's just my tongue clicking.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. He does do that. I remember.
I might have to card all you guys to make sure that you're allowed to be in
when
there.
When I used to work in the bikini bars and I'd give women lap dances, I would do that the whole entire song.
Like that?
Yeah, I can keep it going forever. Whenever the girls, whatever they picked, I don't have control. Whoever's on main stage controls the music.
Right.
So when you're doing a table dance, lap dance, whatever, you just have to dance to whatever is playing.
Okay, so like girls, you can do that on your tongue?
Yeah.
I'll
make it flicker the whole time while I'm dancing or anything. Yeah. I wouldn't do it to like the beat of the song. I just flicker the whole time.
Oh, okay.
And of course the girls are looking at blushing. And,
right.
Yeah. Speaking
of blushing, I want to make sure I get... And Arthur, we're going to talk about your magic in a second. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to do this. I'm trying to get everything together.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Okay, but Arthur, now, first off, when did you start doing magic?
Back in 2006.
Yeah, who inspired you?
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel, really?
Yeah.
Get out. No, it's okay. I'm sorry. Really? You saw Chris Angel and you inspired? Really?
Well, yeah. Sometimes David Blaine, but mostly Chris Angel.
Because you do street... I saw you doing street magic in Venice, so I thought it was more of a David Blaine thing.
Well, first David Blaine, but mostly Chris Angel.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can mind freak us a little bit tonight?
Oh, of course. That's why I'm here. You go. Right. Yeah.
Right. I was going to have you do the grinder, but I guess I'll wait till Josie gets in.
What's
and
that?
And we'll do the grinder. Wait till you see it. Trust me, it's gonna be crazy. But anyway, you've worked. So you started doing magic.
I was 12 years old when I started doing it.
Okay, 2006. 2000.
I'm 20 now.
Yeah, you're 20 now. Okay, gotcha. So none of that evil spirit for you guys. That's all for sin. So you performed in the Magic Castle, correct?
Oh, I did practice performance, rehearsal performances.
How was that?
It was cool, but it was kind of hard. It was kind of hard.
A lot of pressure, huh?
Yeah, because they had me move fast, like table, like room to room, table to table. Right. I got to get used to dressing up,
Suits and stuff like that. I know how it is.
Now you know what it's like to be a hooker.
You're a magic hooker. You are a magic hooker.
Indeed.
How dare they do that to you at the Magic Castle?
But obviously, you meet a lot of good friends, a lot of cute girls.
These are my friends.
Yeah, but I saw you in Venice. I mean, every trick you did was with cute girls.
Well,
you
guys, I mean,
this guy's YouTube
see,
thing.
The thing is, if I go up to guys, like a lot of guys, like most of the guys that I go to, they're like kind of rude sometimes. Like,
right.
They act all competitive, like, oh, like cocky right. and like, oh. Like,
right.
Like, but, sometimes.
So, and you call yourself the Magic Savage.
Magic Savage.
Which I was going to post that, but it's weird for me to call you Magic Savage. It's kind of a weird thing, you know? But I like it. So explain that moniker for us. What's so savage about your... speaking of savage, here comes Josie Cat. We're having a party. This is Josie Cat.
Oh, hi. Nice.
This is Arthur's friends.
Those are my friends.
Wow, you bring an entourage.
He's got the I thought G-Tom Mac would bring the entourage, but no. This is Josie Cat, my co-host.
It's much better. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Josie Cat.
How you doing?
Josie Cat, not Jessica. Josie Cat.
So this is what they say when the cat walked in the room.
The cat just walked in the room.
Yeah, look what the cat brought.
Oh, what? That's what it is.
Okay, so
I got the wrong one. I got the wrong sign. All
right, right. Then. Yeah, let me get the mic over here.
Hello.
You want to say you say happy anniversary to the Dark Minions?
Hello, Dark Minions. Happy anniversary.
So
we're gonna,
sexy.
Good.
We're gonna get this. So I got your assistants
right
you
here. Twitch?
You made me twitch under the table. But we're gonna do something amazing, and then we're gonna have your magic. Towards the end of the show, if that's okay, because I definitely want you to amaze and seduce these women, and then have.
Oh, I'll stay around for that. Come on.
So, Josie, I think it's time. I was waiting for you to come in because we were going to have Sin. Sin's got a special grindcore performance for us for the anniversary.
Ooh, yay!
So I'm gonna have to turn the camera around a little bit. So if you can say hi and tell everybody how great it's been working with me for a year.
Let me get my situation situated.
Well, I'd like to say I probably said fuck you, Mark, about 50,000 times in the last year.
Sure, it's coming off.
Should I do my Hollywood report?
The Hollywood report, but
yeah. This week was fun in Hollywood.
I know, you were late.
And she's getting undressed. Now, this is one of my famous songs. It's called Sex Junkie. And it's very complicated. The words just go sex, junkie, sex, junkie, sex.
Do you want to see the list of the songs that G-Tom Mac has produced and
wow, what a segue that was.
So wait a second. So we got like 10 things going. Let's get our attention to Sin Fisted, who has
that bra is incredible.
These are things you shouldn't see until you're 21, but check this out.
Oh, they can. Come on.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20?
Yes.
How many more
months? He's going to amaze
you. Are you counting down months?
Is everybody under 20 here?
Oh, he's 20, my friend. John.
I am.
Well, we know you are. we know you are, G, but the rest of us, I don't know.
I don't know about that. Well, I feel under 20. Right. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I think
All right, so okay. What have we got going on here? Oh, God.
You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Wow! Woo! 4th of July in here.
There you go.
Set them on fire. The studio is just freaking out. We've had so much.
This is crazy.
Too bad the viewers really can't see this. Or can they?
It smells good. It smells like sulfur.
Doesn't that burn?
Okay. I don't want to burn the camera. Okay. Like this, okay?
I like how you flinch when I
did. He's got his eyes closed. He's totally terrified.
Oh, no, I want a spark in the eye. Totally. That's exactly what I want.
Spark up, man.
Oh, man.
Woo! What do you think of that?
Now it's a party, huh?
There you go.
Yeah!
What the heck? That's crazy. What the heck, man? He didn't get burned at all.
You spark me up.
All right.
You spark me, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
you spark me up. You
spark meal.
Ooh, sugar.
Spark meal.
I love it.
Yes, you do.
Very good. You spark me up, Mark.
That's the next
you
spark hit song. Me.
There you go.
We're inspiring G-Town Mac to write so many songs.
I think he just wrote one just now.
There you go.
Just for Sin, you have your own song now.
You have your theme.
Now, there's only one thing that could possibly top that. I don't think anything could top that, but...
Yeah, there is.
We're going to talk about your song that never dies, Cry Little Sister, from the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it?
It doesn't die. It just doesn't die. I've listened to Cry Little Sister so much in the last week for his preparation while I've been masturbating and sin fisted, but I've been listening to every version, every
cover
version.
Did a lot of research on her.
I did a lot of research on Sin Fist. I want to make sure
that's why she keeps coming back.
As you should.
Did you see the new video that was posted on Vimeo today?
I did.
Of me sucking my dick?
I did see the video of you sucking your dick, yes. Sin has many talents. Next time on the show, will you do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you go to my Facebook page, Sin Fisted, you'll see it.
So I know now what's going to put me
Except
to sleep
Except for you
tonight.
Kids, do not go to Sin Fisted's page
well,
and
no,
watch her suck it a dick.
It's 18 and up. They're good. It's 20. 18 and they're up. Fine, yeah.
She doesn't literally suck her own dick. Explain what you do, Sin.
I wear a strap-on and I fuck my face.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm a contortionist, so I can...
She can put her legs.
She's not warmed up.
No, she did.
She put
her legs
over
her head.
Is this
you don't
want to
eat cake with her toes?
Yeah. Well, don't spoil the surprise.
I am so sorry.
Did you get the camera back over there?
Oh, yes. I might have to get a shot of it. No, the camera's there. Oh, yeah. We got to get both of us. You said you didn't want to be in the camera.
I know. I didn't know that was pointed at us.
No, you look good. You look good. What are you talking about?
I know.
There we go. Now we're both. Hold on.
Look at this. Wow.
Can you teach Josie Cat to do that, Sin? Or better yet, could you teach G-Town Mac to do that? Because I think...
I can do that, by the way. I'm very flexible.
Can you?
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to do it right now.
So what's your number later? It's a new way to have sex. We contortionize with one another.
Ooh.
Because you're a very slender guy. Are you flexible like that?
I am very flexible. I stretch every morning for 20 minutes.
Right.
I work out and do all that other crap.
Important.
I told you it was going to be a crazy show.
I've been with a yogi before, and that was interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even more than you?
He could do, like, the Russian splits. I can't do that. I could do, like,
What's a Russian split?
It's with both legs straight
go all
out
the
like
way
that.
Out.
The heck?
Could you do a Russian split?
I can do the...
I can, yeah.
I can do the left leg forward and right leg forward, but wow. I can't do the...
You're not seeing me on stage. I mean,
no, like, I saw you on stage, but you were doing an acoustic set.
But that was just an acoustic thing.
Matt Sandoz.
If you look at the Was It, if you go on and see Was It Magic, then the live video, you can see a bit of my twist and turning of my hips. Not like where she does.
Can you show us?
But can I show you right here?
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood right now. Maybe if I have a drink of that stuff and I'll do it.
Well, give him a drink.
Well, we should talk about Cry Little Sister. We should talk about that.
Can you sing it a little bit?
It's getting hot in here.
We're going to do the whole song, but I wanted to do the whole story behind the song. This is a song from the Lost Boys soundtrack. Everybody's heard it. It's been covered by...
Everybody? Has everybody heard that song?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so the youngins like it.
The youngins like it. They've heard the Eminem song that samples it. Carfax Abbey did a cover. LA Guns did a cover.
Yeah, that's right. They did, didn't they?
Oh, did you like the LA Guns cover?
I've heard them all.
Yeah, Blood Angel, I've got a
Seasons
whole
After.
Seasons After, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you have Fast Times?
Yeah, guess who's on it?
Oh, how cool. Which song?
A song called A Look In Your Eyes, which is on the
Fast See, if you were here on time, we already went over that, but...
Yeah. Okay, I'm a little late in the game.
Shaking Fist.
No, that's okay, and...
Yeah, it was my first soundtrack, actually.
Anyway, I had... Charlie Sexton did a version of it.
Yeah, Charlie's a great guy. He's good.
So anyway, I had a list here, but there's so many people.
Are you going to sign this?
I can. Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow. Great. Well, I think it's over.
I actually have a Cry Little Sister poster to sign for you as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do you have one for me?
I brought one along. Well, I can't. I didn't only brought
we'll
one.
Have
I didn't
to
know
rip
what
it
I was
half.
Getting into. Yeah.
Rip it in half. Yeah. Well, so Charlie Sexton, Mystic Circle, Zug Island, Carfax Alley, Blue Angel, Aiden, Nikki McKibben. I don't know what that is. Vesperian Sorrow.
She was on American Idol.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ventana, LA Guns, I Will Never Be the Same, Ricketts, Seasons After, Eminem samples a song on You're Never Over from Recovery, Joe Budden, Tangerine Dream.
Yeah, they did one too. I was really, you know, it's interesting. I get around to hearing them much later, you know, because I know that they're, because my published, they keep track of all that stuff. And
I'll bet they do.
Hopefully I've been paid properly.
Right.
I think I have, but, you know, my book.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there goes the guitar. Ouch.
I did that with my mind. I'm sorry.
But my version of it is sold over 19 million copies so far.
19 million.
Wow.
So, wow.
And you've done dance remixes. You did a remix.
It's an idea. I thought it was, you know, these guys out of Brighton, England came. People have approached me in the past, some big DJs, but I just, I wasn't too keen on some of the things that where they were taking it. These guys out of Brighton sent me something of a scratch of what they wanted to do, and I was quite keen on it. And I said, well, let's do it. And I went back over to England, and, you know, they did a remix with them, and it went to number one, and did a video. It was the number, you know, top five video for, you know.
It was for the Lost Boys too.
It was just, this was before Lost Boys.
But it was included in the DVD package.
I did a new video for Lost Boys too.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, but this particular dance remix that I did was different than that. It was before Lost Boys too.
But, yeah. I mean,
are you in the video?
Yes.
Do you dance?
Do I dance?
In the video.
Come on. Yeah. Do I look like I just told you I can be
contortionized? I'm trying to get you to dance.
I can dance and contortionize at the same time.
But I mean, if a song was ever a vampire, it's this song because it never dies.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when I wrote that song, Joel Schumacher, the director, was a fan of my work already.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one. The one fan, and no, I'm just joking. I had put records out before that. But anyway, he was keen on me giving it a go and writing something for it. So the head of the studio at that time, Warner Brothers, said, hey, Joel really wants to talk to you about this movie. He'd like you to see if you come up with a theme song for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, can I take a look at the film? And he said, well, I'm filming right now. And I'm going, okay, can I send you a script? And I said, well, I've always had to privilege to look at the film to get the vibe and see how everything was moving so I could create something. That was always the way in which I wrote songs for other films. But
that makes sense. I mean,
you want to kind of get the sound.
Yeah. Exactly. But in this case, I read the script and I was just so taken by what the writing was. And I thought, it was like, wow, this is very cool. And I wrote that song based on just reading the script. I always say that if I would have seen the film, I probably wouldn't have written Cry Little Sister, you know?
And I was reading today that they liked the song, but they wanted to have Phil Collins or Steve Perry sing it?
Well, the record label, you know, they thought, well, let's, you know, I'll never forget the day when I walked into the A&R guy, which is Artists and Repertoire, but it doesn't know, back in the day.
They were very important.
And some of them were full of shite, and other ones were just they had some clue, but most of them didn't have a clue.
Yeah, some of them were full of shit. I know that Joseph got signed to a couple labels, so.
Oh, yeah, so you know what I'm talking about then.
Oh, yeah.
So, long story short, yes, to answer that question, they said, you know, we love your production, we love what you did, your vocal, but it sounds too futuristic for what we could be. Futuristic? I'm sitting there, I said, listen, I don't really care who does it, just as long as I get paid at the end of the day. You know, I've been through this crap before with labels and stuff. Joel Schumacher and Richard Donner wouldn't have it any other way. He said, we'll audition everybody, but he's the voice of our movie. G is the voice of our movie.
But in a weird way, they were right, because the song still sounds contemporary. Yeah. If you listen to that album...
It's very soulful. Yeah.
If you listen to the album, the other songs, they're not bad songs. But they sound dated, a lot of them. Like the Lou Gramps.
Well, they do now.
But yours doesn't. But yours doesn't.
Well, because his is soulful.
I've got to say, my biggest... And I always say that the problem people had with me is I hate that term, you're ahead of your time.
Right.
And people used to say that, oh, he's so ahead of his time. I always hated that. All I was doing is being in my time, just doing something I wanted to do.
Right.
And they just... I beg your pardon?
Like being unique?
But yeah,
like
exactly.
Like to be a follower, just like doing your own stuff?
You know,
as a leader.
And by the way, there are people that succeeded at being themselves, you know?
I think that's a good thing, if anything, being ahead of your time. I don't know.
Don't say that.
you might be ahead of your time there, Arthur.
Yeah, you probably are ahead of your
time. But speaking of that, now Cry Little Sister is going to become a video game.
Yeah. Boy, you do. You highlight that. Wow.
I researched. Well, I was looking at some
physics. Either my management does a good job of informing you.
he really does his homework with everybody.
He seems like he does.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's here.
I'm trying to picture that. What kind of game is this going to be?
Well, I really... can't, I'm not at liberty to really talk about that.
No, well, okay. But it isn't,
but it's a very, it's actually going to be called Thou Shalt Not Die. We didn't, we were going to go with Cry Little Sister. It was originally conceived that way in my idea of the game. And this guy, Philip Ho, came along, and who's a big gaming developer guy and finance of all that. And he said, you know, I get where this is at. And he said, you know, I think this is great. Cry Little Sister is a brand and all that. And then we started to talk about it a bit more. And I said, you know, because we're the developing guys, and these guys are geniuses, by the way, to create these games. I mean, you sit in the room, you go, my God.
There are millions and millions of dollars that go into these games.
Well, besides the money, these guys.
It is big money that goes in and that.
And you make millions and millions of dollars from it.
So good luck.
High five on that.
I'm assuming that's a vampire-themed game.
It's a bit of that, but it's also girl power in it. And I wanted that, you know, because I'm half girl. And half boy and half girl. Now, that doesn't mean I'm bisexual, by the way. I'm just in tune with my female side.
You're hermaphrodite? What's going on, G? I didn't know this.
No. I beg your pardon? Yes,
I am. What'd you say?
Well, I did, you know. Anyway.
But no wonder Roger Daltrey likes you so much.
Yeah, and Paul Stanley as well. There's actually some girls out there that like me as well.
I did a benefit with you at Cabo Wabo.
Yeah,
and the girls were all over you. I couldn't even get near you.
Really? They were?
Oh, was this the Christmas one?
Yeah, this was the Christmas show that I did.
Sure, not mistake me for someone else.
Trust me, you didn't.
No, I'm just joking. I got a fair share of women that like what, you know. Like
after Cry Little Sister, when you tell me you wrote that, forget about it.
Yeah, well,
do you sing to them?
I never bring that stuff
up. Do you woo them? You
know, people always think they know. I'll be.
He's not answering.
Well,
I get a lot. I've heard it all about Cry Little Sister, though. I mean, there's been babies conceived and made. I mean, they tell me. I mean, people have died.
Josie, what are you doing later tonight?
You know, she's working with you.
I was going to say, like,
she's here all night.
We should listen to Cry Little Sister, and we'll see what happens. Is there any way you could sing that for us?
I could. Yeah,
is there any way that Josie Keck could back you up with a thousand?
She can sing in tune, as I said earlier.
Can you sing in tune, Josie?
Of course she is. I didn't know she was actually.
I don't know the lyrics.
Okay. All right. Well, then
everybody else
can sing it. Can you sing it?
Can I sing it?
You can sing it.
Yeah.
There's a Pope shit in the woods.
All right.
That's old, isn't it?
I'll try and improvise a little backup vocals here.
Thou shalt not. So it's Thou Shalt Not Fall.
Well, my guitar went way out of tune after it got banged around.
It's Thou Shalt Not Fall, then
Thou Shalt Not Fear.
Fear. Fall, Fear, and then Fall, Fear, or is it?
I'm trying to tune up my guitar, man.
Okay, all right.
I'll sing Thou Shalt Not.
Just go, just fake the last one. Thou Shalt Not Fall, Thou Shalt Not, you know. Fear, I shall not. I can't remember right now.
You realize what either.
All right, so,
you think I would, right?
Okay.
Cry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Strangers look on. When will they learn this loneliness? Temptation beats like a drum deep in your veins.
A thousand years.
You were shitting in your diaper when he first learned guitar.
So really? Sid and I get added to this list?
There you go.
Yeah, you go to his Wikipedia page. You can hack it.
So. We get to add ourselves to the Wikipedia.
It's always fun playing that song unplugged, though, because it's, you know...
Beautiful.
I wrote it on piano, actually.
Right.
And then mucked around with it on the guitar in the studio, and then, you know, I ended up being more of a keyboard song originally.
Right.
I wish you were there last night at the premiere for a show that I was on called Treasure Kings.
Oh, yeah?
This guy, Richie, who has all the props, has Whitney Houston's Lucite piano.
Oh, yeah.
And no one was there to play it.
Oh, really?
We ran down to the Whiskey because we knew some people that were down there, and we were hoping to grab someone. You would have been able to play it.
And that's why she was tardy today. But not only do you have projects, you came from a movie. You're working on the movie The Grey Lady. Is that correct?
I'm doing that. Yeah, yeah. I'm working on this John Shea film. And John's done. He's an actor actually, but he's
Didn't he play Lex Luthor on Superman show? Yeah, I know the guy.
He's an Academy Award winner for the movie Missing that he plays supporting role in.
Right.
But he's an amazing director. I worked with him once before in a movie called Saudi with Will Arnett and Donnie Wahlberg. Amanda Peet in it.
I saw that one.
But I'm in this movie. I'm doing just performance in it and stuff. And because I'm.
Are you playing yourself?
I beg your pardon?
Are you playing yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I am myself.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do.
No, I mean, I'm performing in the movie. It's a very music-driven film, this film. And it's a
You're playing a rock star.
Well, I am a rock star. So
he is one.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question?
The magician wants to ask a question here. Yeah, of course.
Do you did hip-hop music too, or you just do like rock?
I do hip-hop.
Hip-hop too?
I understand it. I do. I know how to do tracks to it because I'm so enthralled with it. And I've been, I lived in New York for a long time. So all my friends were in the hip hop scene. So, I've always loved it. I loved R&B before there was hip hop. I mean, you know.
But Diggable Planet sampled one of your songs.
Yeah, they did. My song Bad Times from Jerry Bruckheimer Defiance.
I think that was about the time he was born too.
Yes. And, his mother was born then.
Right. Joe Budden sampled Pride a Little Sister. I mean, he's been sampled by so many. You get props in the hip hop game.
Yeah, Travaris did a cover of that band Travaris back in the
Temptations did one of your songs. Yeah, Spinners did one of your songs.
I know, it's crazy. You think that, so it's been, I'm a songwriter, so I've always been able to sort of be the guy that you could call to.
But it's,
can you come
when
up
I
with
grow
a song?
Up, can I be you?
I mean, sorry?
When I grow up, can I be you?
Well, if I can grow up and be you. with the same breath. So that was real.
Yeah.
Oh, good. God bless you.
We're running low on time. I want to see some magic.
I want to eat some cake.
Okay, yeah. Well, first off, I was going to tell everybody in the booth, if you could grab the cake and get your own pieces.
She's going to eat cake with her too.
I got to see that.
Happy birthday song. Cool. Is That You?
I heard about it. I was like, I didn't believe it at all. I don't even know how it's possible.
Cats drooling on the bar stools. Shake your hips, crack your whip. Keep 17 trashed out. Went too far, been a bitch you are. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. Happy birthday, happy anniversary.
You got some really good vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, vocals.
Oh, the plates are under here. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's what I'm pointing to. Try not
the
to.
The cage is
right. Yeah, here's the plates. Josie, you want to do some Arthur? You want to do some magic with Josie while we're getting the plate? We're getting the cake.
Well, is she going to eat the cake with her feet?
I'm not eating the whole cake.
Oh, you spoil everything. Yes.
Oh.
We got
to
give her a piece first, right?
Bring it over here so I can cut a slice.
I mean, I was just playing, you guys. I was just playing.
No, seriously. No, it's okay. No, she's got to cut a slice, but. Because we're running out of time, and I know that we're going to get some magic, and we're going to run a little over. It's 8:53. I know you got to leave at 9, so it's up to you.
Ooh.
If you want to stick around. No, he does.
Oh. No, I'm a proper gentleman. I stay around for the birthday cake.
Okay. You want a piece of cake?
I might have a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, first off, Sid Fish.
Let me
through.
I can't.
It's got
my plate.
Yeah, so Josie's got the rest of the cake. Just what she needs for a ghetto booty.
Is this the anniversary cake? Is this what this is?
This is the anniversary cake.
This is
the anniversary of our show.
Okay, so it's happy birthday first. Right, well,
you're our anniversary present.
This is great. I'm glad to be part of being an anniversary present.
April 1st, 2013 is when we started the show, and I'm so glad that you made it. I'm so glad everybody made it. And Arthur, we're going to get amazed by you in a second.
I got married once on April
1st. First off,
once.
I know
only
you
once.
Oh, she was on the table. Bad luck.
There we go.
That's not bad luck, is it?
That's what my mom always says.
She's really?
All right, wait a second. Thin Fist is eating cake with her feet. She's got a nice foot full right there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now she's licking it off her toes.
No hands.
She's eating a cake with no hands, folks.
What? That's.
This is what we do with the Dark Mark Show.
As my mom would say, that's simply marvelous.
Simply
so talented. I mean,
your mom is so
You cannot imagine the talent we get on the Dark Mark Show.
Mom's rule.
By the way, this is the most fabulous foot model 2014 and 2013, if I recall correctly.
Wow. Yeah, she told me that earlier.
I bet she did.
I wouldn't want to eat with my nasty.
You want some more frosting?
Frosting-y,
like cool.
Bro. Oh, you need some cool.
Did you see this, brother? That's the best response ever.
Well, what do you say? What do you say?
Did you see this, brother?
I don't think anybody's
missing
this.
The cameras are all up.
Synthesis is eating cake with her feet, and everybody's amazed. Everybody's got their phones out. They're watching. You know, it's hard to top G. Tom Max singing two of his classics. But
can we hear another song while she eats? Sucks the toe? Well,
Let's play your new song. They've got it. Do you want to play the new song or you want to play it acoustically?
Oh, Was It Magic? Yeah, well, it's not really that new of a song, but it's, you know, it's one. It's something that we've been doing a lot. I've been doing a lot of live shows. And,
right.
It's, if you go watch the video, Was It Magic, D. Tom Mack.
Right.
And check it out.
Well,
but it's, it's a live version of a song.
Right.
Or Was It Magic? How appropriate.
Can you do magic while he plays?
Yeah. Right.
Or do you need to talk through it?
I need to talk through it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Josie, get over there. Let's do some magic while she's eating cake with her feet. We don't want to interrupt the cake eating, okay?
I mean, I want to see you eat the cake with her feet.
Really?
No, you got to do some tricks. You got to earn your way here. Come on, what's the matter with you?
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get over here. I'm going to describe. This is the magic savage. Whatever you like. If you want to take them off, that's fine.
I'm going
to
take it off.
Okay. So, by the way, Sin is still eating cake with her feet, so I'm sure you're going back and forth on the camera. So, Arthur Gomez, the magic savage.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
How you guys doing?
Put your headphones, make sure you're close to the mic.
Okay, make sure you're close to the mic, and, okay?
You have to get about it.
How you guys doing?
Right, and I'm going to describe what you're doing.
Okay, so, like, I can't do the trick while I'm in front of the mic.
Okay, do the trick.
Just
I'll describe
do the trick.
It.
Okay.
Speak loudly if you have to speak.
Okay, how you guys doing? I'm going to reach in my bag. I'm going to grab a trick.
Okay.
I'm on the Dark Mark show.
The cat.
I'm on the Dark Mark show. This is not the light show. This is the dark show.
This is the dark show. And by the way, Arthur, we're going to have you on where we can do some more time, okay? Because I know that just things went crazy today. Is that okay?
It's okay.
All right, but you're going to do a trick for us. And that is an amazing trick that Sin Fist is doing. But go ahead. I don't want you to lose practice.
Okay, well,
right.
Can I stand up or do
stand
I stand
up?
Yeah,
go ahead, stand up.
Do
stand
whatever
up, stand
you
up.
Need to do.
Okay. Josie's going to scream for both of you. Go ahead.
All right. We've got cards.
All right. By the way, every other magician has pulled something out of her breast. You know that. That's good.
So you can see they're all different, right?
Yes.
They're all different.
All the cards are different. All the cards are different.
Right,
I think they are.
Doing.
He went so quick. How do I know that?
He's going to do it slow.
I have to see and check every single card to see if it's different.
We don't have that much time. And
okay, they're different.
All right.
I'm going to go like this. I'm going to need two people, actually, for this.
Okay.
Come over here.
Whoever wants to come over. Okay.
Okay. Now, I want you to
see. Or how about Tom? Come here.
Come on, let the other
one. Okay. Okay, come on in. Come on. We're running out of time.
Screen time. I've had enough screen time.
Say stop any way you want.
Okay. Stop.
Take it out when you say stop.
Do I look at it?
You can look at it. Take it out when you say stop. I mean, say stop first.
Stop.
Take it out when you say stop.
Okay.
Turn back this way.
Turn my back. We have the four diamonds. No, we have the four diamonds and the ten of diamonds. Those are the two cards that have just been taken out right now.
That's correct.
What?
Whoa.
Now, let me try this. Now, this is not just not over yet. Watch. You see the ten of diamonds, right? We take the ten, watch the ten, and then we take the four. You see the ten and the four, right? Watch this. Basic mathematics, right?
Ten and four.
So
got it.
Ten and four. Right? We got 10 and 4. I'll go close.
14?
Right.
He's going to pull out 14.
14. 10 and 4. 10 and 4.
Watch that. Do you see the 10?
10 and 4,
right?
Watch, babe.
Watch, I'm watching the 10.
You see the 10.
I was smoking.
See that?
Cindy, you grabbing it?
I had a shot getting my cake. That was awesome.
Did you see that? That's good.
It was smoking.
I got to take off my gloves. I got to give him a hand on that one.
All right.
We're not joining, actually.
I was joking when I said 14.
What numbers made this card right here? What two numbers made this
10
card?
And 4.
10 and 4.
10 and 4.
10 and 4 made that card.
Watch what I do. All I do is take two cards, and then we make the 10 and 4 come right back.
All right.
Wait, there's no 14 cards.
No.
The card's gone.
It's gone.
The card's under the table. What happened?
And I'm right next to his hand. I can't see anything. It's tricky. It's just like, it's real magic.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a word of advice. Magic is not real, it's just how real you make it look. It's
that's right.
There you go.
If you're doing a good job, it's going to look real.
If you guys aren't doing a good job, it's not going to look real. So, yeah, just get out the booth while you can.
It's the same with music, by the way. If you can't do
yeah, it's all about how dedicated you are to your art.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And I happen to be dedicated to it. So.
I'm dedicated to putting on the best show possible. And this has been a great anniversary show party. Do you have one more trick, Arthur's?
I have to set up.
Do some plugs.
We're going to do some plugs.
He's got a donkey coming.
Arthur, come back. We'll have you back. We'll have you back in May or you know what?
Why don't you come back for my birthday?
We're gonna come back for her birthday.
Yeah, and we'll have more cake.
And I'll have you over to one of my dinner parties as well, so you can.
Whoa! Look at that! Tell the mic how we can find you.
Yeah, and tell us about your YouTube.
Well, you can find. Oh, let me get to them. Can somebody pick up that card?
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm serious.
Well,
you're really good.
Arthur,
and you got a great personality too, Arthur.
Arthur, how do we get a hold of you and tell us about our YouTube?
Put the mic up to your face. Okay. Grab the mic.
You can get a hold of me. I actually have a business card, so like.
But the people listening and watching.
The people listening on the radio.
They can't get one.
People listening and watching at Skid Row Studios.
Okay, at Skid Row Studios, Arthur is here. The way you can contact me is you can contact me at 323-557. 4325. That's my cell.
You are crazy. I would never give out my cell.
Or you can contact me
on Facebook.
Or you can contact me at Arthur. Wow. At Arthur the Magic Savage. I have a Facebook.
Okay. Oh, there you business. Go.
And that's DA Magic Savage.
Yeah. And my YouTube channel is Arthur Gomez.
Great. Okay. And how do you spell it?
Arthur, last name Gomez.
Well, all right. YouTube is where to go.
And G-Tom Mac.
Well, you never know if he's putting an extra letter in there or something.
You're starting a tour. You're going to be in Atlantic City, right?
Another great segue.
Right?
I'm going to be in Atlantic City sometime in June.
And you've got a new album that you're recording.
I'm recording a new album right now. I'm working on a Grey Lady movie, and I'm doing tons of TV. Ellen just played Was It Magic, actually, on her show.
That's right. And we're going to close out to Was It Magic, if that's okay with you guys. You know? If people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my cell number is 592-6774-2374. And that's my British number. But you can get face back.
Face back.
I got me a face back, man. I'm coming out. It's just my new company, Facebook.
There you go.
Facebook.
It's going to be the new Cry Little Sister. You're ahead of your time
anyway,
again.
Anyway, G-Tom, Facebook.com, G-Tom
Mac. G-Tom Mac.
G-T-O-M-M-A-C, for all those people that don't know how to spell that properly. And then you can go and follow me on Twitter.
Fuck you, Mark.
Twitter, yes. G-Tom Mac on Twitter.
Yeah, you can go there. My domain, gtommac.com, which is all tricks and gags.
Your first album was got rave reviews from Roger Daltrey and Paul Stanley, and the album Thou Shalt Not Fall.
My G-Tom Mac album came out in 2000. Yeah, got rave reviews. That was the album that made it into so many TV shows, and it was amazing because it was a period of time where nobody really wanted to put their music in TV. But I said I can do that, you know, and it ended up being good, you know.
And you're
good,
thank you both so much. And Sinfiz did.
Thank you.
How do we get a hold of you? Please, everybody wants your number, but tell us how to get a hold of you.
You can go to www.sinfisted.com. You could find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. My upcoming shows are April 18th at the Gold Cadillac. I'll be go-go dancing for Zed. It's a Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Right.
That's on Roscoe and Canoga in Canoga Park.
I might check that out.
May 3rd is Star Girls. It's our Star Wars themed burlesque show at the Dragonfly in Hollywood.
Right.
And then May 22nd, I'll be doing LA Foot Night. I'm a LA Foot Night model. So you can go to footnight.com and register and worship my feet.
I just remembered. It's June 13th through the 15th in Atlantic City at the Tropicana, Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Tropicana Casino. So that'll be fun. I think Corey Feldman is going to come and join in on that one. He comes out and
does
a bit of a jam sometimes. Yeah. He's a bit of a lad.
Yeah, but
anyway, so that's what that date was. I can't remember the other dates,
and
but that's the first
Google
one.
Google Josie Cat, J-O-S-I-K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter and all my social networks.
And even though she was late
today. Or go to fearleaders.net.
And even though she was late today, seeing you smile and making you laugh this last year, amazing.
Aw, thank you, Mark.
Although you were late this week, so
we're not going to.
We're not going to have you on next week, but anyway... Not thanks like for a wonderful year. Check me out, Goth Comedian, on all social media. Have a wonderfully creepy week, and we're going to play a Was It Magic, right?
Yeah, we can do that, right?
I think we're stalling right now.
Yes.
Hold on.
Everyone has so much to say.
It's good enough for Ellen. Okay, Was It Magic by G. Tom Mack. Close up of Sinfisted's feet. And Arthur, we're going to have you back for a longer magic segment. You were fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, he's great.
Everybody, I got one word to say.
Go ahead.
Peace out, people.
Have a wonderful, creepy year, everybody.
Bye.
Izzle with the jizzle.
Something that'll tell you that's a little wild. You just got your agent's party from behind a famous smile.